We're going to talk today about fire in the belly and what that actually means for you. Maybe totally different than what it means for me. But join me in this exploration. So we're going to talk about divine purpose, a little bit about Ramadan, and what's mine to do. And I'd like to begin with this idea of, think back when you were still living at home. Maybe you're living at home now with your parents, but think back to when you were first living at home and you were starting to have this urge, this divine urge to break free, and that you were no longer satisfied with the way that life was presenting itself at home. You wanted to make your own mark on the world, to create your own home, to have your own experiences, and not be tethered by that of your family or the way that you used to live, or even the town that you lived in, because maybe you were having this urge to move somewhere else. And remember that when you did, maybe it was to college or to university, or maybe it was just out into the workaday world and into an apartment or sharing with friends. Remember that when you moved into that new place, how, yes, it was really good. You were willing to compromise, though, with some of the things you didn't have when you were at home, and to make do with what you were able to achieve on your own. Do you remember that? Maybe the couch wasn't quite as now just nice, the TV wasn't as big, the fridge wasn't always filled with groceries. I remember being in university and ran out of toilet paper and went to the laundromat to do my laundry and actually stole a roll of toilet paper from the laundromat because I didn't have enough money to buy any. And yet there was this sense of freedom of the idea that I was doing this on my own. I was making my own choices. I was my own boss. And I was thinking about that whole idea of moving from my original home to this new home that I then had. And what it allowed me to do was get really clear on how I wanted to live my life, how I wanted to spend my time, and what kind of things were important to me. And I'd invite you to consider this time of social and physical isolation, and where we're staying at home more and not interacting the way that we have. Give it the kind of lens, look through that lens on this being like that new experience of moving into something new, and allow it to bring up in you that which you really appreciate, and perhaps the things that you miss from the old life, and the things that you really appreciate that you have right now and that you'd like to do more of. And now as you think about that, do you remember the time, if it happened for you, where you had to move back home? And all of a sudden you left all of that freedom behind and went back to the old way, thinking, well, this is what I need to do right now. It wasn't the same, was it? Or maybe it was. But you weren't the same anymore. You were much bigger than that life and had experiences and desires that were much greater than that life provided. And I think that's what's going to happen to us right now as we move through this time of physical isolation, is that when we come to the other side of it, and I have no idea when that is, I know that there's a lot of experts out there that don't know either, is it going to be something that I'm going to try to recreate the life that I had before, or is it going to be like the trying to move back home again and it just doesn't fit, I don't fit it anymore? Just something to think about, because we get to choose what that life looks like as we move forward into it. So here's a nice poem that I read this week, and I thought I would share it with you. A man must go on a quest to discover the sacred fire in the sanctuary of his own belly, to ignite the flame in his heart, to fuel the blaze in the hearth, to rekindle his ardor of the earth. There was on the news, it was that weekly presentation that our government does, where they talked about, you know, we said stay at home, but we'd like you to go outside, practice this physical distancing, but start to be more physical. Go outside and dig in the dirt and go outside and honor nature. And it's interesting that we needed to be reminded that that was an okay thing to do. And I kind of chuckled at that and thought, you know, it feels so good to sit outside. Like yesterday, a friend of mine was waiting for mulch to arrive so that she could do her outdoor work, and it was such a beautiful day to do it. And how many of us have forgotten that we can do that. We can go for a walk, go for a bike ride, go for a car ride with the windows open. Whatever it is, start to experience life in this new reality, whatever that means for you. So nobody can predict the shape of tomorrow's world. We're creating it with every thought and every movement forward right now. Is it the most empowering, what you're doing? How can you emerge from this time being stronger, more vital, more vibrant, more peaceful, more prosperous? Any of those things, how can you do that? What choices do you need to do now to prepare for that? They say fishermen, when they can't go out to sea because there's too much of a storm or whatever, stay home and fix their nets and fix their boat and do those kind of things. So what is calling to be restored, renewed, repaired, fixed? Today the question that is the yeast in the social dough is, what do we want? What do we want moving forward? I don't want to go back to the old way, the things that were just rote and automatic without thinking of it. I want to be more deliberate. And this is allowing me to do that. I am so much more aware, I think you are too, hyper aware of my interaction with others, my distance, what I touch, all kinds of things that I had taken for granted before. So divine purpose. What is our divine purpose? Our traditional routines are under scrutiny, and we're called upon to change, to become something we haven't been before, to live differently. We may not even know what that is. Have we been killing ourselves trying to be what society wants us to be? You know, have that next bigger car, more expensive car, the latest model of this, that, or the other thing, the latest color in fashion, to be producing X number of cold calls or whatever it is that's in your life. Have you been killing yourself to try and be what society wants you to be? And if you have, this is a time to rethink it, transform it, reframe it. And maybe you loved the life you had before. Know, though, that as you go back into this new reality, that it's going to be different, even if you try to recreate it. Relax. That's what I'd like to say to you. Relax. You are right where you're supposed to be in this moment, because there is only this moment. And in this moment, if you're well and you're healthy, then everything is just fine. And if you're not well and healthy, your body knows what to do. And the spirit within you will guide you to do and see the doctors or eat the way that you need to or sleep as much as you need to get yourself back into homeostasis. Trust in the process and relax and say, it's okay. Take a deep breath with me right now. Just relax. All the experiences that got you here and all the circumstances around you right now are powerful expressions of your thoughts. They say what you were thinking about yesterday created your world today. So what is it that you choose to think about today to create your world tomorrow? Perhaps you're sitting in a really difficult financial place because you really didn't realize that you needed to be as careful and as cognizant of how you spent your money before, or how you saved it, or what you invested in. Or perhaps you're physically really unfit right now because that wasn't a priority before. You get the chance to choose again right now, whatever that is. Perhaps you're in a job that you absolutely hate. That too you chose before. Is that something you want to recreate as you move forward, and what does that look like? Or if you're in a job that you love, how can you love it more? What can you do or be to have it be even that much grander, greater, more wonderful? So know this. If you awaken each day thinking that you are a wonderful, valuable human being, you naturally seek and find evidence of that in the world. So take a moment now and just say this out loud after I have said it. I am magnificent. I am wonderful. I am worthy of all the best life has to offer. Yes. Our expectations show up and remind us of who we are. So again, how you are experiencing life right now, the experiences, the surroundings, everything came from your expectations yesterday or a moment before. Our thinking, our beliefs equals our consciousness. So if you're not happy with what's going on right now, you get to choose to raise your vibration, to change your consciousness, to change your expectations so what you desire shows up. And you don't have to be specific about it has to be red and green with yellow polka dots. You can just go to, I feel so comfortable, so good, so vital, so exuberant, whatever the words are of the feelings that you have, and know that the universe, God, responds to you in reciprocity. Exactly equivalent and more of that which you are feeling. Likewise, if we think that we're not enough or lacking some characteristic in our makeup or anything less than enough for the world, we seek to find that too. So I invite you to let it go right now. Just kind of brush it off yourself and just let it go. You are more than enough. You are beautiful, magnificent, and you are a unique expression of the divine. How could you not be enough? You are more than enough. What we are on the inside demonstrates on the outside. I said this last week and perhaps the week before, who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. So become that one that knows that I am fabulous. Magnificent, unique, and deserving of all the best that life has to offer. And I say yes to it. One of the songs that Emilio sang earlier, talking about the man who discovers that all of this good was waiting for him, he just hadn't asked. Are you ready to ask for it? And then say, show me in a way that I know what to do next to bring it about? Are you ready to ask? So have we been killing ourselves trying to be what society wants us to be? What about what you want you to be? Take this beautiful time, because you are a beautiful, beautiful soul, and fill your consciousness with all the wonderful feelings, the desires, the dreams, the visions of the life that you choose to live and who you choose to live it with and what that feels like. Are you willing to undertake a spiritual journey beginning with the awareness that what we have called normal is a facade covering a great deal of alienation? So even in our separation now, we're coming to recognize that, you know, we had our nose to the grindstone. I don't know about you, but there were many a times in the day where I really didn't even pay attention to the people that were in my life. I was in the store or whatever. Now, my husband, Reverend Randy, is very different. Because I'm an introvert, I have a tendency to kind of be in my shell even when I'm out there. Randy, on the other hand, talks to everybody. And I don't know how he's managed to stay so positive and chirpy and all of that in this time, because his interaction with individuals hasn't been as much as it used to be. Mind you, he still goes to Costco every week and does get to speak to people there and doesn't hold back in the talking to them. But how can you be more present? I invite you to think about that as we move forward. How can we interact with those that we do interact with, even if we are 6 feet apart or on the other side of a video screen? How can we interact with them in a way that doesn't create alienation, but creates a bonding, a togetherness, a remembrance of the oneness. Why not celebrate a new vision? A life with fire in your belly and passion in your heart. This is an invitation to an exploration. Let's create a new vision of life. This is a venture that will involve us for years to come. We will tell stories to our great-grandchildren about how it used to be. And they'll go, wow, you guys were crazy or something. So let's look at Ramadan, because that's being celebrated right now. I believe it begins, maybe it's tomorrow. I'm not sure about the exact day. This week marks the beginning of Ramadan for those in the Islamic faith. This means that they will be fasting from sunrise to sundown every day. This time of fasting extends beyond food to include water, cigarettes, sex, gambling, gossip, judgment of others, and such. Muslims believe that the absence of these activities creates a purification in the body, a fire in the belly, where one can truly see what needs to be seen around them. And isn't it interesting, as we have had to do this physical isolation, it's a bit like fasting from our life, isn't it? And it's giving each of us an opportunity to really find out what we desire. What is it that is the fire in your belly that's been bubbling up that you really, really want to cultivate? So what's mine to do? What's yours to do? There is no wrong on the path of your divine purpose. So don't sit there and say, well, I'm going to wait for God to tell me what's going to be my purpose, because God doesn't know what's going to happen till you make up your mind. You are the hands and feet, the physical expression of the divine on this earth, and you are unique and special and have all of the qualities that you require to be the best you that you can be. There is never a wrong path. And so even if you paint it as wrong, just say, okay, then I let that go and choose to do something else, choose to be something else, choose to honor my life right now and bless the past and move forward. I know that just because I live and breathe and am here today, that is my divine purpose. How can I do that in the best way possible? How can I be at the end of my days sometime long into the future and look back and say, I was really true to me. I was really authentic to me. So where am I going? And who am I going with? You get to choose that today. I'm sure you look at, in your mind's eye perhaps, because you are physically isolated, who do you want to spend more time with? And I'm sure that's become really evident. And what are the things that have been left undone that you would like to do or go or be? These are great times to get clear, because as you get clear, the universe is already providing a way for you to be able to experience that in the most wonderful ways. Don't worry about the how, because that way will be made clear. So what stirs your belly? What is creating passion in you? What's bubbling up? The most hopeful thing we can do is merely to witness each other, tell our stories, and listen quietly. You know, something might be my passion, but it may not be yours or Reverend Randy's or Emilio's. So what I can do is say to you, tell me about what it is that you desire, so that you get to get a clearer vision of that, and I will listen. So what is our divine purpose? You are the perfect you. That's your divine purpose. To do what is yours to do, to be who you are. And Ramadan, look at this as a reminder that we're being given an opportunity to hear spirit more clearly as we've let go of this way of living that used to be our life. And what's mine to do? Only you know what that is. As you start to ask for guidance, Because as you ask, you get the answers. That's how the universe, that's how God works. So say this affirmation with me, would you? I renew my life's purpose each and every day by allowing the fire in my belly to guide what's mine to do in the world. And Emilio's going to guide us in a song to really anchor these ideas. This is the moment.
This is the moment, this is the day, when I send all my doubts and demons on their way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now, today. This is the moment, this is the time, when the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up my past and make some sense at last. This is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming, and screaming become one. This is the day, see it sparkle and shine, when all I've lived for becomes mine. This is the moment, this is the hour, when I can open up tomorrow like a flower, and put my hand to everything I plan to fulfill my grand design, see all my stars align. This is the moment, my final test. Destiny beckoned, I never reckoned second best. I won't look down, I must not fall. This is the moment, the sweetest moment of them all. This is the moment, damn all the odds, this day or never, I sit forever with the gods. When I look back, I will always recall, moment for moment, this is the moment, the greatest moment.